Okay, folks, we're back. Once again, it's Friday. It is July 20th, and it feels so good because this will be the last... Well, I might do it again tomorrow. This projected is going to be the last episode of the week. We'll come back again next Monday. But we'll see. Tomorrow I might be really bored. I might just be like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to do one where I'm just going to have it on. Not even talking, just watch me... sleep, something crazy. We'll see. Got another article up today. Resurgence and Get Some Sleeps collaboration dropped. They had a tactical belt. $50. We'll actually just go into the article and I'll just talk about what we got going on there. New collaboration. This is last year they did one. It's did extremely well. Very successful. I got two pieces. They got the tactical belt. That is incredibly small, and I apologize for it being so small. But, you know what? We'll just, you guys, look it up. Go to the website, sowht.com, sowht.com. It's going to be the very first, let me just close out of this. It's going to be the very first post if you're watching this. Otherwise, you might have to scroll a little bit depending on the day of the week. So, we got that going on. That's actually two of the websites I'm going to be looking at today, Resurgence and Get Some Sleep, along with Arch Essentials. Going to be going down the list of best brands 2018 and going through and just looking at those websites after this. Only because I got nobody watching this shit yet, and I don't know what else to talk about. I need people in here to feed me some shit. Otherwise, I'm just going to be running my mouth about why the damn scroll bar is off or something. Just stupid. So, you go check out the Resurgence Get Some Sleep collab drop. $50 for the belt. $70, you got a work jacket. That's actually pretty cool. you can see right here on the video. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, I apologize. Go to... just type in Resurgence, Get Some Sleep, and you should be able to find it. Death Division, that's the name of the drop. It's like super dope. Like, they got patches and embroidery as well as screen printing on this jacket. So, it's pretty dope. I can mess with it. Besides that, I'm just going to do another once again. August 1st, we'll be dropping, it's the drop of the e-commerce portion of So What. If you are a startup brand or like a mid-level, I'm not trying to have the top, you know, Supremes and Palaces and damn all that on there. I'm looking for more like mid-level or under a startup status. So something like, well, Resurgence or Get Some Sleep or Steady Hands or something like that, along with somebody that's just all you have is like t-shirts. That'd be cool as well. Or somebody in outside the realm of clothing and something and accessories or something else just to have some variety to it. If you're doing hats, that's dope. If you're doing just socks, okay, I guess you got socks. If you're doing bags or if you're doing belts or doing something crazy, let me know. You can email me at justin@sowhat.com. I think it's a good deal. I think it's gonna be interesting. We're gonna see how this thing takes off here in the next few weeks, few months, few years. What else we got going on? We just dropped this big-ass techwear guide, style guide, super long, like obscenely long. If anybody reads all of it, let me know in the comments on the post. Say I read all of this and then say something that needs to be fixed on it. Say something that needs to be fixed on it because it was written... I looked over it. I'm sure I missed just a shitload of mistakes, whether spelling errors or incorrect names or whatever the case is. I'm sure there's a lot of mistakes on it. Oopsie daisy. Signature glass. Cheers. So, you know, that happens. After the whole design, we'll have like links to that on top, so you can go to style guides and you can look at that, the news and everything else. So, oh, I guess one other pro, if you are a streetwear brand owner or you know somebody that like is diving into fashion like this, we're going to start prioritizing brands that are being sold on the website, not because like they're better than other brands, only because it'll be easier to write about them. It's basically how we're getting our news now is through like email newsletters and going on different forums and websites and Discord channels and seeing what people got going on. If we have it all on the website, we can see exactly what people are doing, so it'll be easier to say, oh, okay, fucking Covenant just dropped this new shirt. We can do a write-up on it easier. This new whatever, this new capsule, this new collection, cool. Also, another like benefit, we can also start creating like posts or videos about like the best like underground streetwear brands in cities or states or countries, depending on what they got going on. And it'll just be a whole lot easier to gather that kind of information from the people that are already on the website, as opposed to trying to like, because brands pop up every day, brands fall off every day. It's difficult to keep up sometimes. So as long as they're selling on our website, we'll be able to say, okay, they're still actively working this shit. So now I'm going to talk about these websites. The Resurgence. Go to, if you want to follow along at home, it's resurgence.supply. Resurgence.supply. I'm sure if you Google Resurgence Supply, it will be the first result. When you get, like, this is their landing page website today, and it is just super clean. The overall aesthetic is very consistent with fonts and colors. It's very pleasing on the eyes. And then we got to check out their Instagram. I know they got a crazy following. Like, absolutely, like, they're definitely next up. If not already there. Damn near 56K or 5.6K followers. They're getting some good engagement on all their posts. It's they're doing their thing. Shit. Open that back up. Get on their Instagram. We'll go ahead and open the site. I know this leads off to the Get Some Sleep website. I think my ihatemyself.com. So we'll just look at the Resurgence store. As you can see, they got all their drops in order. You know, like I said in yesterday's video, it'd be cool if some of these like sold out ones were just pushed towards the bottom. But it's almost like they're in a position where they can tote like that they are sold out and say, oh man, I missed it. Because they do restock previous drops very frequently. You get emails from them all the time saying, well, guess what, we restocked this. And then you go to the website and it's sold out already, because the shit is good. It's good looking. I was first introduced, I think this was the first piece I saw, this Oni hoodie. This first piece I can remember seeing, this Oni hoodie, and just the entire overall, you know, it's screen printed on fucking four sides, like the front, the back, the sleeves, the damn hoodie strings. They match the entire color. It's just a totally clean looking jacket or sweatshirt. The back, it's got this, you know, the Oni on the back. I got a sweatshirt. I got one tattooed on my arm, so it's totally cool. Looking at the, like, we'll just critique the entire page as far as the description and everything goes, because that's what I've been doing. Sold out, damn. Oni from Japan Times, volume 40-3. We'll just take a look, see what comes up with that. Well, there's a Resurgence site. I don't know if that means anything at all. But it doesn't matter, because even if it doesn't have any kind of backstory, it's still seems like there was a story there. There's a story being told. A tribute to Japanese culture days before the resurgence came. Oh, let's see if they got any size. No, they're all out of stock in every size. Oh, no. They got pictures. They got a bunch of pictures. They have, like this, they have the front of the sweatshirt. They have the back of the sweatshirt. And then they have a few, like, action shots. Not like a... not in like a professional studio, like modeling, but more like people, well, they might be the same guy. Anyway, it's just like action shots on the streets wearing the clothes and in different environments and whatnot. It's pretty cool. Below that, you have the size chart, or size charts below. It says, days before the end of times, the resurgence has started. Once an empire of the rising sun has fallen, it will never see the sun rise again from the horizon. More story, just like a shit that could be made up, but it sounds like an ancient proverb that just like resonates with you as you read it. Like, that's cool. Cut and sew, it's talking about the features down here. 320 GSM cotton fleece, whatever that means. Four screen printing locations, I can see that. That's nice. True to size, size up for a baggier look, pretty standard. Okay, and they have the I assume the image blank that they used with the length and width shown. So it's all cool. It's like very nicely laid out. There's a certain hierarchy of information there. Like, there's no reason to say or have a size chart at the beginning because it says true to size. If you need to know, you can scroll down and learn more. It makes sense to have it in that order. Here's the very first piece. It's the Tiger Rage, Tiger Long Sleeve. The description, the Tiger Long Sleeve is a fan favorite and also mine's too. The color choice of the whole piece was inspired by the iconic yellow/black jumpsuit that Bruce Lee wears in his movies. That was jacked in Kill Bill. The tiger piece was derived from the song Eye of the Tiger, to which it can be synonymous to the legend himself. Then it goes in and talk about the actual features of the product. French terry fabric, fits true to size, 3x3 side patch, large screen print on back. It's got a big-ass tiger on the back. Big-ass tiger on the front. Or is that the back? I don't know. Is that the back? Yeah, big-ass tiger on the back. They got a resurgence patch on one of the sleeves. And then, yeah, they had the back shot with the tiger, the front shot with the, well, nothing. And then they got a couple street action shots, homeboy wearing it, drinking probably some tea. I'm guessing he's drinking some tea because I drink tea. And he's drinking it out of what looks like a cup that someone would drink tea out of. Then below you got the size chart. Pretty, you know, there's definitely a hierarchy of information right here. We'll just see what else they have on here. Miscellaneous tab, different projects. It's all very laid out and almost like a government kind of, I shouldn't be looking at this, aesthetic to it. They got just like all their, what could be like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not mock-ups, but... almost like R&D, research and development, kind of, I don't know, the shit, you make it, like, before the final copy, you make it, like, almost like a book of whatever, design, you know what I'm talking about, it looks cool, you look through it and you say, yeah, we should finalize this project, boom, and then it goes to print. The look before the look, looks like that, you click on it, it'll take you to the subpage, more pictures about what the work in progresses were, as long as a little description about what exactly the project is about. So this was looks like a collaboration with Year 2000. Wrote an article about this. I remember this jacket. Yeah, the yellow tape with the work in progress. Okay. So you find that under miscellaneous. Let's go to the facts and content. Or contact, I apologize. Pretty standard. They're from Canada. I didn't know that. pretty, I guess, well, this return policy, you got to pay for shipping back. Like, damn. Refunds, they'll try to solve a problem. Also, all sales are final. That's jacked. I don't like that one bit. But overall, they got this site is, it's beautifully crafted. This is not some Joe Schmo trying to print his sketches from study hall onto some Printful tees. This is some high quality shit going on here. So I like it. I like it a lot. Next up, we'll look at Get Some Sleep. Their website is ithinkihatemyself.com. And we will not be looking at them because, let's see, every page is links to this password page. So that is their choice, I guess, whatever. Arch Essentials. All right. When I first loaded the page up, it did not have this pop up. I assume it's on a timer, but we're gonna go ahead and X out that joint. You know, when you it's first of all, like, here's the splash page, landing page. Cool. You know, Homeboy's skateboarding. It's a streetwear brand, so I assume there was some skateboarding happening, maybe some snowboarding, BMX, rap. Some kind of underground culture that was being represented here, which it is. Very nice. However, I can't fucking read what's going on the left side here because it's too dark. So, and it's super small. Super, like, I can't read the shit. So you got to find it. You hover over it. Oh, we got the products page. All right, now we're on a white background. Now we can actually see what's going on here. They got hoodies, shirts, sweatshirts. Two pages of product. That's nice. I like that. They got, you know, this isn't a single thing. They got a bunch of shit going on here. We'll just check out the most recent, the Bad Intentions black hoodie. Sold out of extra small and extra, extra large. Sorry, big boys and small people. Here's what they got going as far as the images. They got the hoodie. Is this either a screen printed or embroidered on the actual hood saying Arch? We'll check out the actual design. It looks like broken glass but embroidered, so it's pretty cool. The Bad Intentions hoodie, I'm just reading the description now. The Bad Intentions hoodie in the black colorway. Our 280 GSM hoodies are made of 80% pre-shrunk organic ring-spun cotton and 20% recycled polyester. Both are very high-quality materials that will be made sure that the garment is long-lasting as well as remaining soft and comfortable, even after many washes. 280 GSM hoodies. I'm regular Joe Schmo consumer. I don't know what that means. I know what pre-shrunk means. Cool. Recycled polyester, that doesn't mean anything to me unless I care about recycling. I kind of swap that up so it'd be mainly, you know, made of high quality because of this. It's soft because of the cotton. Durable because of the polyester. The detailing on the chest and hood are embroidered to ensure detail of high quality and making sure the design is durable while also giving a depth to the artwork. That's not a bad. I like the copy. It's saying what it is and why it's that way. But it's not, like, strictly, like, totally industry talk that a regular person would read and go, who gives a fuck? I just want the damn shirt or sweatshirt. I don't care if it's polyester, recycled, polyurethane, polyphonetic, or polyamorous. I just want the sweatshirt. They got a little drop downs for size and fit. True to size. Okay, like, and that this is also cool because it's all, it's not there. It's if you need to read that, you can read that. Detail and care. Okay. Where it's designed and manufactured. Shipping. They got free shipping if you spend a shitload of money, and free shipping anywhere if you send even more money. So that's cool. Then this is nice also to blow up. They have the related products. We got the hoodie in white, a couple their spring summer 18 tees. So that's a nice touch to throw in there. If you, I don't know what CR or not CRM, but CMS. I don't know what CMS they're using. Maybe Shopify, possibly. But if you can, whatever CMS, yeah, whatever CMS you're using, try to throw in that related products below, because that's always beneficial. If somebody doesn't like it, they just keep going like, oh, well, maybe I want it white with black stitching. That's what I wanted. That's, you got to do that. We'll check out their about page. This is like a lot of stuff going on here. We're gonna go ahead and read it because we're only at 21 minutes, and I want to fill a 30-minute time slot here. The origin, derived from the word anarchy, Arch Essentials is a design venture with focus on the effortless style mixed with streetwear sensibilities, showcasing of collections with a focus on fit, quality, and comfort. They do not use the Oxford comma. It is fit, comma, quality, and comfort. Arch Essentials is based in Denmark, and all of our products are made in the UK, with the best fabric sourced from the USA. Our clothes are made in countries and factories where tradition, expertise, and human dignity take precedence over the bottom line. You can read more about our supply chain below. This is for the humanitarians out there. No bullshit going on. No sweatshop labor going on here, allegedly. Let's see, their corporate social responsibility. At Arch Essentials, we are very passionate about social responsibility and doing things the right way, which shows throughout our supply chain. All of our suppliers are WRAP certified. That stands for Worldwide Responsible Accredited Production. Which means when customers purchase our products, we can guarantee there's absolutely no child labor, bad conditions, low wages, etc. You can read more about WRAP at WRAPcompliance.org. No. Our subcontractors are all farmers from USA who produce organic cotton and recycled polyester. The benefits of this include a reduction in the amount of chemicals entering the air, ground and water, energy savings, and a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, amongst other things. Good. Keeping that environment safe. The packaging for our products is recycled plastic, and so all the poly mailers we are using to ship your products to you. We do this to make sure we minimize our environmental impact. And they got their contact information. Overall, it's a very, earth-friendly, humanitarian plus company. So that's a good story. This is why we do the things we do, and this is why it's 60 damn pesos for a hoodie. Frequent asked questions, just going through the basic thing. How long does it take to get here? Can I cancel? Yada, yada. Terms. The legal jargon. Nobody reads this. Whatever. Contact page was great. And then the mailing list. This is great. Like, sign up to get exclusive news. You got to sell more for that, man. You got to sell more to get it, like, for that mailing list sign up. You got to, like, have a reason, have an incentive for me as a Joe Schmo buyer to sign up to your mailing list. Like, why should I give it to you? It's like picking up somebody from a bar or whatever. Like, I mean, if you look good enough, you can just, hey, what's your number? But for most Joe Schmoes, they gotta go in there, and they gotta give them an incentive to give them your number, to give you their number. But just to say, sign up and get exclusive news. What exclusive news? Like, do I get discounts? Do I get coupons? Do I get first dibs on buying the product? Are they giveaways? Why should I sign up? What do I get out of it besides exclusive news? I don't need exclusive news. I got CNN and Fox and CBS and NBC for exclusive news. Oh. So that's one thing I'd adjust on here. Give me some reason to sign up to get exclusive news, because right now the exclusive news, I don't know what that means. That could be anything. So that's a no for me as far as exclusive news goes. If you notice, I keep looking up to the top right to see if maybe like there's a viewer that's stuck in here. But there hasn't. This has been another zero-day show. And that's okay, because this is week one. And we got many weeks to come. So, I think we're done reviewing sites for this evening. It's been enjoyable. Like, hopefully I can, or what I'm going to do this weekend, because it's Friday. If I don't go live tomorrow, I'm going to take all these videos and kind of like chop them up into segments, just for like the little bits and pieces, like courtesy of Brian, who like said, hey, you should do this, blah, blah, blah. Like, not, this isn't what he said I should do. I'm going to do this because I already made the videos. Like, there's no point redoing them. I'm going to take the section and chop it. Choop, choop. Here's the Resurgent Supply website critique or whatever, review. The Get Some Sleep website review. My rant on why you should have stickers on your shit or in your shit. Why pandas are making a comeback. Whatever. Just going to chop it up. So, well, more people can join, and then we can chop it up even more. I like saying chop it up because it has multiple meanings. I can chop up a video, and I can also chop it up with a friend. No cannibal shit, though. It's Friday. It's actually the 20th. Well, it's July 20th. It is the 9th anniversary of me going to boot camp, July 20th, 2009, for the Marine Corps. So that means today I'm going to be, or tonight I'm going to be celebrating by going to bed early and waking up and probably working some more on the website and everything else that I do, because I do not want to have zero viewers forever. Man, I guess I got like 2.5 minutes. I just want to, I don't know. I wish I had somebody in here so I could talk to him, but I don't. Maybe we'll just, let's go to, check out Streetwear Startup. And this is what I'll do. I'll go to the Streetwear Startup subreddit and check out what they got in here. Somebody's dropping some fatherhood, motherhood collegiate tees. Well, here we go. Recently found out that a longtime girlfriend is pregnant with my first child. Whew. That's tough. So they're making some shirts, and some of the proceeds go towards at-risk children. So, hey, that's cool. I don't like this guy. I just can't download him for no reason. This guy, maybe that's what I'm talking about. Wandering Ronin 77. I can ignore him anyway. This is, for whatever reason, all right, in this, if you're not familiar with the Streetwear Startup subreddit, it's exactly what it sounds like, streetwear brands that are in the startup phase as far as, I mean, startup is such a bad term for it because they're not startups, they're just, whatever. Anyway, in the Streetwear Startup subreddit, this guy, he comes in and tries, like, just spits the most generic, like, marketing business advice. But because a lot of the people here, the people that are starting these like brands and posting on here, don't really know the goddamn, I want to see acumens, but like they see it. It's almost like he's like the he's trying to be like the goddamn Gary Vaynerchuk of this subreddit, and it's really annoying because he talks just like this one guy that was there, like Robert something, a few months back, who did the same shit, just long winded posts and like, I have X amount of years of experience, blah, blah, blah. You know, my shit is great. you should listen to me. I got good advice, blah, blah, blah. It's just long-winded. Where's this damn post? We'll just find one. Not in Zen. Did he delete them all? Yeah, he... Here's one. Just, what's the ultimate vision that you have for your streetwear brand? Like, dude, chill the fuck out. Synergy, finding a way to bridge the divide between the artist and the observer, and how finding a balance with this can help you have a greater impact with your brand in the streetwear business. And he talks, some of the things he talks about is like, so, shit, where's he, like, somebody, like, he'll just go on like these fucking, kind of like what I'm doing now about him. He's like, if you don't know the business and the history of streetwear, your streetwear brand's gonna fucking die or whatever. It's just like, dude, it's, people are doing their thing, but you take it way too fucking serious. Wandering Ronin / Robert, whatever the numbers were, you got these long-winded responses, and it's always, this is what I'm working on. In a few months, when I do my drop, it's going to kill it, blah, 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 blah. But you ain't doing shit, homie. You just ain't doing shit. And I don't want to talk about this guy a lot, because fuck him. But, yeah, we'll just end this here. So long, folks.